Hello and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and for the next 2 weeks, we pay tribute to one of the most popular American comics of the mid-20th century, Red Skelton. He started on radio at a disadvantage. He made his name in vaudeville doing pantomime, but his sense of humor translated to radio, and he later had a successful television career as well. By 1941, he had his own show sponsored by Raleigh Tobacco, and he had developed many of his signature characters. In the first show of this week's broadcast, the theme is firemen. Willie Lump Lump joins the fire department, and Junior, the mean little kid, plays with matches. Add singing star Anita Ellis and David Forrester and his orchestra, and we have a show that is really entertaining. This is the Red Skelton Show, Firemen, first broadcast May 7th, 1946, on NBC.
From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bob. If you don't use Pepsodent with Irium Miriam, like all your teeth... Oh, wait a minute. Somebody's giving us the wrong script here. I think the sponsor did that. He likes folk stuff better, you know. Well, let's get on with the dull stuff, huh?
Yes, another broadcast has rolled around.
Now, how do you feel tonight, Rod?
Oh, I feel just like chicory chick.
Well, let's turn out the lights, lay our eggs, and get out of here. Huh? I'm proud of that.
Well, say, Red, what was all the excitement with you up there on Hollywood Boulevard?
Oh, nothing much. I was carrying a few bundles under my arms, and suddenly my belt broke.
Well, what happened?
Well, I did a juggling act for about 10 minutes, and when I finished, I was carrying my pants and wearing 3 large avocados. I was out buying some clothes for my brother. We thought he was getting out this week, you know.
Oh, didn't your brother get home this week?
No. For a while, it looked like he'd make it, but then the Marines and the warden moved in with bazookas. I think the boys up at Alcatraz were striking for shorter hours.
Hello, Red.
Oh, hi, Andy.
Hello, Anita.
Red, I want to thank you for the wonderful evening at the amusement pier.
Oh. And,
I like your girl.
Oh, yeah, but that place is no place for her. She's too heavy, you know. Every time she stood on the beach, the tide came in.
Well, how were things down at the beach?
Oh, same old way. There's one thing I can't figure out, though.
What's that?
The new bathing suits the girls are wearing.
Yeah?
I don't know if there's less to them or if they're just putting more into them.
Well, did you take in any of the amusements?
No, they ran too fast for me.
No, I mean, did you try any of the games on the Midway?
Oh, yeah, I was pretty lucky, too. I won a 10-cent ashtray for $30. You should have gone with Anita and I on the roller coaster.
Huh? Oh, we did have fun. Mm-hmm. Only I'd be more at ease if I hadn't tried to put your arms around
me. Yeah, if I hadn't tried to put my arms around
me? If you hadn't tried to put your arms around me.
Well, read it. It's in English. It's right there. Go right ahead. You want to try it again?
If you'd like.
Yeah, we got time.
I'd be more at ease if you hadn't tried to put your arms around me.
Well, I didn't mean anything by that. All the fellas put their arms around their girls when they go on the roller coaster.
Not if the girl is 3 seats ahead.
Yeah. You proud of that, ain't you? Yeah.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, scientific tests of America's six biggest-selling brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 distinguished doctors, including throat specialists, have proved conclusively. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, so no other is safer to smoke. Yes, Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science offers you proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So, no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
And now from the new Broadway hit, St. Louis Woman, Anita Ellis will sing, Come Rain, Come Shine.
It was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm always with you.
Read from the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, a story entitled Fireman. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons you know, don't be alarmed. They have possibilities of developing into a total stranger. Chapter 126 is entitled Child, Save That Fireman. The life of a fireman is exciting when first he's a rookie, then he's assigned to a suburban station, then he's moved downtown. And this is the story of Willie Lump Lump, the fireman who made good the hard way.
Left, right, left, right, company, halt, 1, 2.
Boy, this life of a rookie fireman is really tough.
Mark, nothing Mark.
Someday I'm going to walk just to see what will happen. I guess they figure the best way to put out a fire is to tramp on it.
Lump, Lump, I said company halt.
I ain't company, I live here.
You're terrible, Lump Lump.
Yes.
You can't even keep in step with yourself.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Where'd you learn to march like that?
I was a lieutenant in the Army. What am I doing this wrong, huh?
You're on your hands and knees.
Well, I was with the canine division.
What were you doing in the canine corps?
I like Red Heart better than K-Ration.
Well, snap into it. If you're going to be a fireman, at least try to look like one. Now, put your helmet on.
I ain't going to wear it. It's too big for me. Well,
it's the smallest size we've got. What size head have you?
You've heard of 7 1/8 and 6 7 1/8.
Yes?
Shake hands with an eighth.
How'd your head get so small?
Stick it in a Coca-Cola bottle. It's trying to get the last drop out.
Now, don't be silly. Here, I'll put your helmet on for you.
Well, here I am, all alone, little world mixed out.
Now, does that helmet feel too big?
Oh, no, it's quite comfortable, you know, where my legs branch out.
All right, Lump Lump, let's see how much you know about firefighting.
All right.
What's the first thing you do when you see a house on fire?
I do the same as any red-blooded American would do. Stand there with my mouth open and say, boy, what a blaze.
No, no.
Yes, I would, too.
Well, what about women and children first?
That's kind of risky, isn't it?
Willie, how can you be so dumb and stay alive?
Well, I take vitamins. I
now, look, let's go back and start all over.
All right.
What's the first thing you'd do if your house was on fire?
Oh, well, that's different. I'd jump out the window.
And what's the second thing you'd do?
Regret it. My room's on the 10th floor.
Well, ma'am, attention! I'm proud to say that you've all passed your fireman test.
Oh.
You'll now receive your uniform and be assigned to a suburban station.
Me too.
Yes, you can be a mascot.
It's boring sitting around a firehouse giving each other hot foot for excitement.
Why don't you read a book?
I just finished a book. I don't think another book can ever top it.
What was the name of it?
Oh, Forever Mother Goose.
Why, that's a kid's book.
It is?
Yeah, it's for 3-year-old mind.
Well, no wonder it was over my head.
How about another game of checkers?
I will not. You're playing with Mark Checkers, you are.
All right. Then how about a little gin?
Yeah.
Rummy.
Oh.
Grab that, knucklehead.
Yeah, okay. Take it. Hello, Hotty Tot Firehouse. We'll go to blazes for you. What's that? Your house is on fire? Sure. Well, thank you. That's mighty neighborly of you. Goodbye now, ladybug.
Well, Willie, if the house is on fire, what are we waiting for?
Don't get excited. He said he'd bring it right over. He lives in the trailer. Probably a gypsy, I guess. Right? We don't ever get to go to any real fires anymore, do we?
Well, we've had some mighty big fires in this district.
Yeah.
Remember the night the burlesque show caught on fire?
Yeah, I rescued that fan dancer 49 times.
Do you remember during the war we couldn't get fire extinguishers and had to use seltzer bottles?
Yeah, that big fire over at the liquor store and we all stood around squirting seltzer water.
What happened?
Biggest highball you ever saw. I'll get it. Hello, Hotty Totty Firehouse, Lump Lump speaking.
Come quickly, my place is on fire. It's burning to the ground. The smoke is choking me. Help, I'm stifling. Can't you do something for me?
Oh, it might get you a part at MGM.
This is no time to joke. My house is on fire.
So I get her.
Come right over. I live at 603-874-92189 Santa Fe Way.
Sounds like a boxcar, doesn't it? Where is it?
It's on the other side of Los Angeles. Angeles. Oh. How long will it take you?
About 3 hours.
3 hours to cross Los Angeles?
Yes, you see, we'll have to find a woman driver to take us through.
Oh, you nitwit.
Now, just a minute. That's a needle. Now, you say to me, what's a needle? See?
Oh, you nitwit.
That's a needle.
What's a needle?
What's your nitwit? Well, let it burn. As far as I'm concerned... Girls' school?
Yes, girls' school.
I thought you said girls' school. Otherwise, my nostrils wouldn't be snorting. Hey, fella, there's a girls' school on fire. Let's go.
Go! 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 Go!
Somebody stepped on my fire bag.
Well, don't be silly. It's on your chest.
That's what I said. Somebody stepped on my fire bag. Come on, let's go. Hey, shall we stop over at the Boy Scout headquarters? That kid never did bring that axe back. Come on, I'll drive. I know a shortcut across Los Angeles. Hey, boy, this is fun, huh?
Stop smiling, Willie. People are looking at you. You're supposed to be serious.
Oh. Be careful. That car in front of me ain't going to pull over.
Now, I'll teach them not to give a fire truck the right of way. Hardly worth the effort. Yes.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Byron Nelson, America's number one golfer, says, quote,
"It's true. I've studied the certified tests with my own eyes. Medical science has proved no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Thus, no other is actually safer to smoke. So Raleigh's must be right."
You're right, Byron Nelson. And those tests were based on a method used by the United States government. So enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that more satisfying Raleigh flavor. And remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Fire Chief John Alderson just phoned and said if we come down with Junior, he'll let us slide down the poles. He enjoys the show very much. And now David Forrester and his orchestra play a medley from the Broadway success, Carousel.
Thank you.
Chapter 128 is entitled, Where There's Smoke, There's Junior. All children should learn that it's dangerous to play with matches. This is a very easy point to get across unless your child happens to be Junior, the mean widow king.
Glow, widow matches, glow, 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 widow matches, glow, glow. It bit me, it bit me, that one bit me.
Junior?
Yes?
What are you doing?
I'm singing, Grandma.
Is that all?
Well, if I tell her the truth, I'll suffer the consequences. Oh, keep me widow trapped shut, I guess.
Junior, answer me. Or do I have to stop ironing and come see for myself?
Well, I am just in...
Land's sake, just look at this mess. What are you doing?
I'm playing fireman, Grandma.
Now, isn't that nice?
Yes, I used the banister at me pole. I slide down it. Watch me, watch me. I'm going to slide down your pole. Here I come. I sure is knock-kneed, ain't I? Huh?
Junior, do I smell smoke?
Well, if you don't, you has a cold, you know.
Junior, did you start that fire in the fireplace?
Yes, but I put it right out again.
Where did you get the water?
From the goldfish bowl.
What about the goldfish?
They didn't like it. In fact, they got burned up about it.
How many times have I told you about that? Why do you play with matches?
Because I don't have a blowtorch, that's why.
Junior, you come over here this minute.
Hey, is you brushing your hair, Grandma, or are you waving that thing at me?
You must be taught a lesson, so bend over, young man.
Well, how do you expect me to learn anything when you teach me on the wrong end?
Oh, you hit me with a hairbrush. You hit me.
Now, stop that. You're just crying because your feelings are hurt.
I want you to hurt my feelings. I don't have to set on them, you know.
I didn't mean to be
yes,
so hard.
Yes, you were. Oh, you were.
Poor baby.
Yeah, poor baby.
Bless you, little heart.
Yeah, bless you, little heart.
Now, I want you to promise me you'll stay away from that.
Yes, ma'am.
It'd be the easiest thing in the world to set the house on fire.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I've been having quite a bit of trouble, Michelle.
Junior, I wish you could understand that playing with matches is a dangerous thing.
Oh?
Well, you might catch your clothes on fire.
Oh.
And that suit's brand new.
Yes. Well, I ain't very old myself, you know.
No, you're not.
No.
I remember the night you were born.
Oh.
How your father rushed out of the house and joined the Foreign Legion.
Grandma, where did I come from?
All little babies come from heaven.
Really?
Yes. But I guess you are an exception.
Yeah.
Well, I have to get back to my ironing.
Hey, I smell something burning.
Good heavens, I left the iron on.
Oh, let's go see what happened. Let's go.
Oh, look, Junior, the kitchen's blazing.
A real fire. You know, kiddo, I didn't know you had it in you, you know. Look, the kitchen curtains is on fire.
Well,
look.
Junior, you're a cub scout. What do you do first?
Let's get some marshmallows. Oh, boy.
Help, help. Oh. Junior, save what you can.
Okay, Grandma.
Junior, what are you doing?
I'm throwing the dishes out the window.
Junior, stop it and call the fire department.
Now, let's wait a minute. Give the fire a chance to get going a little. Let's be fair about it.
Oh, Junior, my beautiful house.
Yeah, make a beautiful fire, too, don't you? Yeah?
The fire's getting out of control.
Yeah.
Junior, stop blowing on it.
Well, I don't have nothing to fire with.
I'll phone the fire department.
Yes, Junior. Oh, there's Mr. Fowler at the door. I got him in.
Junior, yes? Did your grandmother know the back of the house is on fire?
Does she know? No, she's just phoning the fire department because she don't want to lick a posty staff. She wants to bring the water over in her hose.
Let's go down the back and train the garden hose on the fire.
Yes, hurry, hurry. Oh, boy, the fire. I turn it on and you be the head squirt.
All right, turn it on.
Here, it's on.
Nothing's coming out. Is it turned on all the way?
Yeah, maybe it's clogged up.
Well, I'll look inside the nozzle.
That's all I want to know.
Junior!
It's a fine time to be taking a shower, you know.
I've often wondered why your grandmother never thought of putting Drano in your crib. Oh. Someone ought to tan your hide.
Well, let's let the sun do that, ain't you, no help? Oh! Oh, here comes your fire wagon. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm going to tell Grandma.
Hey, look, four fire engines, Grandma. Look there, a big hook and ladder.
Oh, I do believe I have died and gone to my appointed destination.
All right, Ben, hurry it up. It's in the back.
Oh, you look at him there.
Out of the way, kid. We'll take care of it.
Junior, out of the fire chief's way.
Yes, out of the house, everybody. Come on, everybody out.
You can't put us out like this. You gotta give us 30-day notice.
Look, kid, the house is on fire. It's dangerous to stay inside.
I want to stay in where it's dangerous. I want to be in the fire, the smoke, and the fumes. Now everything's falling down the rafters, blazing, the ceiling caving in, the walls coming over.
Where's the door? Where's the door?
What's the matter, Junior?
They scared me, sir.
How's the fireman doing?
It's okay, madam. The fire's out. Not too much damage done.
Chief, I want to thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Now, let me take a look and see what caused it.
Junior, that should teach you a lesson.
I did.
That just goes to show you're playing with matches. Children should learn to be cautious and listen to their parents.
Yeah.
Lady, that fire was started because you didn't turn your iron off when you left it. The ironing board caught on fire and spread to the curtains.
Oh. What were you saying, Grandma?
Sometimes I think you grown-ups are more careless than children.
Yes. You think I ought to go get the hairbrush, huh?
I suggest, madam, when you lecture about safety precautions to your youngsters, that you practice what you preach.
Yes.
Okay, men, let's go.
Yes. You know, Grandma, I kind of ashamed of you. Really ashamed, you know? A big girl like you, you know. I ought to make you go to bed without you supper, you know.
Yes, Junior, yes? I know.
Yes?
I know I was careless.
Yes.
I'm like all grown-ups, just thoughtlessly careless.
Oh, well, don't cry about it, Grandma, please.
I can't
help
it. Yes, I picked on a child for what I don't practice.
Well, it's all right, goodness.
So it is.
Yes, it is. It's all right, it's all right. Oh, bless her careless little heart.
Yes, bless my careless little heart.
No, don't cry.
Remember, we'll all be back to the next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester, and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Brenda Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. And I'd like to remind you that Sunday's Mother's Day. But so many people have forgotten Mother all through the year. If they forget this one day, she probably won't even notice it.
Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening throughout the week. Hear Hildegard tomorrow night in the new Penguin Room, and People Are Funny without Linkletter Friday night. And return with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them. A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh.
Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. With men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. Try Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour with your host, Justine Ward. We broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can sign up for a free subscription at iTunes, Podbean, or through RSS. Next, we have another entertaining half hour with Red Skelton. It's the first show after the summer hiatus, and the theme is vacations. Clem Cadiddlehopper finds out there is no place like home, and Junior goes camping. Enjoy the Red Skelton Show, Vacation, first broadcast September 10th, 1946, on NBC.
Now, Medical Science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rolly.
From Hollywood, the Rolly Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's top star, man, Gold Star, and get you along with our and the radio, Curtis Galvin.
I'm happy to be working again myself. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Rod, tonight we take our tonsils out of mothballs and start a new season, huh?
Mothballs, well, that's the first one for tonight. Huh?
This can slowly become an evening with Romberg again, you know?
Well, Red, it's good to see you. You know, you've lost a lot of weight, haven't you?
Yeah, 35 pounds in 3 weeks.
35 pounds? I didn't think you were that heavy.
Well, I hadn't noticed it myself, but when little kids walk up and point at you and say, "Hey, Mama, what time's the balloon go up?" That's time to get rid of a little flap. I had the mumps for 3 days and didn't know it.
Well, I don't believe in diets. You know, exercise is the only way to keep in trim.
Yeah, I agree with you about exercise. There's nothing like exercise. Nothing. That's what I do all day.
Exercise?
Nothing. Hey, I found a book on exercise, and the first one to reduce is really wonderful. It says, "Open the window and throw out your chest." There goes 50 pounds right there. And another exercise, you chin yourself 40 times on the top of the door like that.
Well, wasn't that dangerous?
Yeah, I fell off the ladder 3 times. Then I had to be careful with what I ate, you know.
Oh, I guess you had to cut out all starches like potatoes, corn,
bread. Oh, no,
bread.
No. If I cut out corn, I don't eat at all.
Well, did you cut out all fat meats?
Yes, and I've got a butcher that's seen to it that I don't get any of the lean either.
Well, it takes a lot of willpower to stay on a diet.
Yeah, you know what I get a kick out of? Is women going on a diet. They say, "I'm going on a diet," and then they see something good, and they'll start tomorrow. They'll get to eat like pigs and then take pills to reduce.
Well, tell me, now that you're thin, do you feel better?
Yeah, I'm back to playing golf again. You know, I got so I couldn't see the ball.
Really?
Yeah, then when I'd move it out to where I could see it, I couldn't reach it. I'd rather be skinny, though.
Well, fat people have more fun.
Yeah, it seems like they got so much to enjoy it with. You know?
Well, everybody tells me I look much thinner.
Oh, yeah.
How many calories can you have a day on your diet?
400.
400? That's starvation.
I know, but 400 calories a day is all you're allowed on this diet.
Well, how do you keep up your strength?
Well, you wait till about midnight and then sneak down and raid the ice box.
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rolly.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rolly.
Scientific tests of America's 6 leading brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors, including throat specialists, have proved conclusively. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So smokers enjoy Rollies. They're moisturized to stay fresh longer, moisturized to taste better, moisturized to smoke milder. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rolly.
And now, lovely Anita Ellis will sing a very popular hit, "Alone with Me."
Alone with Me.
Volume 2 of the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, and we find a story concerning vacation time. Our characters are fictional. If there's any resemblance to persons living, don't worry. It's only a resemblance. Chapter number 1 is entitled, Homesick. Some people go to a lot of trouble to get away for a vacation. Then they realize that they'd stayed at home, it would have been more fun. Such is the case of Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, here I am.
Yes, sir, here I am, up bright and early. Well, at least I'm early, anyhow. Yeah, I keep forgetting like I'm forgetting something today. I'm always forgetting something, and I can't do anything about it, either. Tied a string around my finger this morning, and the window shade followed me for 3 blocks. Well, I see in the papers that the old Raleigh ad was there, and they got me back on the football team again this year. Gonna be playing with the old Raleigh team again. Love to do that. Love to eat, that's why. I think take a little vacation from this loafing I've been doing all summer, and then maybe when I get back to loafing again, it won't be so monotonous.
Well, howdy, Clay.
Well, Sarah, do howdy doody to you, too. Well, it's good to see you. Sure are a perfect picture.
Oh, do you think I'm perfect, Clay?
Sarah, do when they made you, they threw away the mold.
Really, Clem?
Yep, it got too moldy, I guess.
Well, what are you planning on doing today?
I'm going to start my vacation.
Clem, why don't you forget that idea about a vacation? What you need is to go out and get yourself a job.
Well, I would if I could find the kind of a job that fit my trade.
Oh. Well, what is your trade?
Well, I'm an assistant waste paper basket in a peanut brittle factory.
If Joe Miller heard some of your jokes, he'd just turn over in his grave.
Joe's dead?
Well, about 200 years.
200 years, yeah. Huh? Well, if he's been laying around that long, the exercise will do him good.
Just for curiosity's sake, Clem, what do you need with a vacation?
Well, I'd like to get out in the fresh air, breathe new air. You know, the Army made an outdoor man of me. Haven't been able to find a place to live since I got out. You can't talk me out of my vacation, you know. I'm all packed to go.
You mean you got all your clothes in that little tea bag?
Yep.
Well, how could they possibly fit in it?
Got a secret compartment.
Well, what have you got in it? Come on, let me see.
Here, take a peek.
Yeah. Well, what's that?
It's animal crackers.
Oh, them is dog biscuits.
Oh, you're so smart, ain't you? I suppose your dog ain't an animal. Well, here comes a car. I'm going to try to hook a ride. I'll just put out my thumb. Well, I'll try my other thumb. Well, good thing I'm all thumbs, ain't it, huh? Oh, he's stopping.
Hop in.
Howdy, well, doody.
Goodbye, Clem, and have fun.
Goodbye, Sheridan.
Clem, there are tears in your eyes. Yep. Does leaving me make you sad?
No, got my ear caught in the door.
Goodbye.
Goodbye there. Sir, this is mighty neighborly of you to pick me up like this. I'm Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, that's all right. I'm vaccinated.
That's good for you.
Who's that young woman back there?
That's my girl.
Well, she seemed upset.
No, she always stands that way.
You live back there?
Oh, I try to live back there, yes.
Seems like a nice town. What's the population?
410. That's counting the cemetery.
Well, you don't count them.
Well, I don't know. Our mayor's been dead for 3 years, and he's still mayor.
Well, that's silly. How could he hold office?
I don't know, but we got more money in the treasury now than we had when he was moving around.
Well, everybody back there like you?
Yep.
Must be quite an epidemic.
Yes.
Where are you going?
I'm going on my 2 weeks vacation, you know. A couple of weeks away will kind of make me appreciate the home more.
Yep. Yeah, will be good to see my folks. You know, I got to thinking, what if something happens to them while I'm away? You know, we don't usually miss our folks till they're gone.
Yeah. Mine left the day I was born. They had expected a child.
You know when you miss homes around mealtime?
Yeah, there's nothing like a good home-cooked meal, but I can do without it for a week anyhow.
Well, it's fun to camp out, though.
Yep.
You like to eat out of doors?
Well, I really don't know. I never tried it. I usually eat out of a plate, you know.
Say, you're only going away for a few days. Reminds me of a friend of mine.
Oh?
He went away 4 days, and when he got back, he found that his girlfriend had gone away with another fella.
Oh?
She was so lonesome.
You don't say. Well, I don't think my girl will miss me. After all, 2 days away ain't very long, you know.
Oh, I don't know. If they know where you are, it's different. But lots of things can happen.
Can?
Take my boss. He has a farm. And when he went away for 2 days, he didn't have any way of notifying him when the barn burned down.
You don't say. Well, you don't say. My dog sleeps in the barn, but I don't think it would catch on fire, you know.
Oh, no, I don't either.
No.
You have someone there to look after your pup.
Yeah.
Then no one ever really loves a dog like its master.
No.
Two, when they're left alone, they usually grieve so.
Yes, they do. Well, I guess he'll be all right till I get home in the morning.
What's the name of this town we're coming into?
Daisyville. I'll be getting out here.
This is where you're going to spend your vacation?
Yeah, I'm going to spend a couple of hours and then head for home, you know. You can let me out any place, sir. I don't feel good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think I know what's wrong. You're homesick.
I'm not that sick of it. I'm going back to it. Thank you very much. Oh, see you later. Oh, here comes the Saudiville bakery. Hey, stop. It's me, Clem. Here. Good. Get home now.
Well, howdy, Clem. What are you doing over here?
I'm just home. I'm way back from my vacation.
Well, how long were you away?
Well, let's see. In 14 days, it'll be exactly 2 weeks.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was wonderful. I wouldn't have missed it for the world, and I'm glad I did.
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Joan Crawford, star of Humoresque, forthcoming Warner Brothers picture, says, quote,
I've seen the reports comparing America's six leading brands, and it's true. Medical science has proved no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Raleighs are right for taste, right for throat.
Right, Joan Crawford. And smokers, the new Raleighs are moisturized to stay fresh longer. Moisturized to taste better. Moisturized to smoke milder. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
David Forrester and his orchestra now play I've Got Rhythm. Vacations is entitled Camping Trip in the Mountains. There's nothing quite as exciting as a camping trip spent in the mountains, and it's an education for the youngsters, too. And should the youngster be Junior, the mean little kid, you can learn plenty also.
Junior, wake up. Hmm? We're at the National Park.
We're?
Oh, look at the beautiful mountains and the tall trees.
Yes, isn't it majestic?
I want to go home.
Just look at all those stately trees.
Yes.
Isn't it inspiring?
Yes, it is. If I could get me mitts on an axe right now, I'd make that old forest look like a 5 o'clock shadow in about 2 minutes, you know.
Stop.
Hey, what are we stopping for? I don't see no hamburger stands around.
This is where we meet the guide who's taking us on our camping trip.
Oh, look at that cowboy. Goodness, ain't he bow-legged? Boy, his legs can make a nice picture frame for the Grand Canyon, wouldn't it?
Well, as I live and breathe.
Bob Alton, your old horse trader, how are you?
Fine, it's good to see you again. Don't tell me this is your grandson.
You might as well confess, Grandma, he got you trapped.
He's quite a boy.
Yes, and I'm worried about him. He's following in his grandfather's footsteps.
You mean I'm staggering?
It seems like only yesterday that I saw you in three-cornered pants.
Yes, I remember that, too. I used to wear suspenders to hold them up, you know.
Suspenders on three-cornered pants?
Yeah, they wouldn't trust me with a safety pin.
Well, I'll bet you'll like this camping trip.
Yeah, I've been on camping trips before.
Oh, are you a Cub Scout?
Yes, a skunk patrol. And that ain't no breeze, either.
Well, Bob, how soon do you think we can get started on our camping tour?
Right away. I've been expecting you. All I have to do is saddle up the hay burner. The rest of the pack horses are all ready.
Is that going to ride a horsey, too?
Yes, it's your friendliest little pony ever saw.
A pony? Well, he is.
There he is over there.
Oh, ain't he cute? Do he bite?
No, but be gentle when you go up to him.
Here,
give him this carrot.
Here. Oh, look, he's laughing at me. We need one right there anyhow.
He's talking to you.
Yeah, boy, when I get dressed up like a cowboy, I'm going to look like an economy-sized Roy Rogers, ain't I, huh?
Junior, did you peek in that package in the car?
You mean the white one turned in red?
Yes.
The one that's got the cowboy boots in?
Yes.
No, I didn't peek. Good look, I did.
But I told you to stay away from that package.
I know, that's what gave me the idea to look into it, you know.
I can see this is going to be a very pleasant 3-day camping trip, all right.
Yes, it is. Here we go.
Are you all right, Bernard?
Yes. You know me. I never could get enough horseback riding. How do you feel, Junior? Junior, put your shirt back on.
No, I want to ride bareback.
Well, I think we'll make camp right around this next mountain turn. Wait till you see the view.
This is nice, Bob.
Now look.
Oh, look at them big rocks. Boy, when I see rocks like that, it makes me wonder.
Wonder what?
Why I waste me time with spitballs.
Now, this is called Echo Canyon.
Hey, what's an echo, Grandma?
It's a repetition of sound by reflection.
Is it?
Yes.
Hello. Hello. I am the giant of the mountain. I am the giant of the mountain. I'm going to eat you. I'm going to eat you. You never see your grandma anymore. You never see your grandma anymore.
No. No.
What's the matter?
I scared me down.
Bless his little heart.
Bless his little heart.
It's only an echo. It won't hurt you.
But
go ahead and yell.
Hello. Hello. I'm coming over there. I'm leaving. I guess he knows me pretty well, don't he, huh?
Isn't this a beautiful spot? It's
just
heavenly. How about camping here for the night?
Yes, let's do, because I'm getting to feel like part of this horse, you know.
Well, now, careful getting off of the pony, Junior. Hmm? Hold on to the saddle horn.
Hey, Grandma, the saddle horn's broke. It won't honk.
Oh, don't be silly, Junior. It's not supposed to honk.
Oh.
Now get off the pony.
I demand me rights. I want to hear the thing honk. You're getting pretty fast on the draw there, partner.
Now get off that pony.
Okay. Hey, where are we going to sleep at night, huh?
Right here, under Mother Nature's big blue blanket.
Well, Mother Nature's big blue blanket is full of moth holes, isn't it?
Those are stars, and you know it.
Yeah.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, what are we going to eat? What are we going to eat?
We'll catch our food.
What are you going to do, throw it at each other?
No, Junior. We catch our food like the Indians used to.
Oh, yes. The woods are full of good things to eat. All you have to do is shoot it.
Well, then make me a slingshot. I'm going to shoot myself a glass of milk and a cupcake.
You're going to have a real mountain dinner. Oh. Do you like mountain trout?
You mean a real rainbow fish?
Yes.
Fried in butter?
Yes.
All nice and brown?
Yes.
Never touch them except on Friday.
Well, I'll start a fire and heat some water.
Now, Junior, you stay out of his way.
Okay, I'm going to take a walk. Hippity-hop, hippity-hop.
Junior, look out for that little stream over there. Junior! Did you hear me?
Did you hear me? Oh, something moved over there. Oh, look, a baby bear. Oh, I wonder if I could take him back with me. Maybe they would like to see him. Maybe they would let me keep him. And I don't know why I'm standing here maybe, and I'm going to do it anyhow. You know. Come on, no bear. I'm going to take you home with me. Here, watch out. He's showing me cowboy suit. Now you're going to get it. There, he got it. The whole cowboy suit. Here now. Come on. Now I got you. Oh, boy. Boy, you is heavy. Boy, you smell bad, too, you know. Why do you wear that big fur coat? It's summertime. You want to have yourself a nice little sport coat or something to wear, right? Hey, Grandma, look what I got. Look.
What is it?
Here.
I can't see without my glasses.
Well, you hold it while I go get you glasses. There.
All right, Junior. What is it? My fur coat? Ah! It's a bear!
Yeah, well, don't yell. You scared him, too. Here, give him to me.
No, Junior. He might scratch you and get blood poisoning.
Yeah. You sure does love me, don't you?
Well, I've got the fire going. Good heavens, Junior. Put that cub bear down. The mother bear will tear you to ribbons.
Good heavens.
Why, this old bear loves me.
Mother will like you better.
Put him down. Don't you ever do a thing like that again.
Okay, goodbye, little bear.
Goodness. Burner, will you help me with the food?
Gladly.
I'm going to find that widow bear again and play with him. Here, widow bear. Here, widow bear. There! Goodness, how he grew! Maybe that's the widow bear's mother. Hey, Miss Bear, can your widow boy come out and play with me? Here now, don't you bite me. Don't you bite me, boy. You'll dull up your teeth if you don't. Here, would you like some candy? Boy, he gobbled that down, didn't he? Come on, I'm going to take you over to camp. They got some molasses. And I hear you boys like honey, too. Come on, I'm going to get some of that. Here, come on. Hey, Mr. Austin, I thought you said that Mama Bear would eat me up.
She would.
Well, she didn't. Look.
Well, it's a very unusual... Jehoshaphat! Back up and run for your life!
What for?
Junior, get behind the tree until I can get you.
Why?
Get out of sight! It's a grizzly!
No, I'm going to run in this cave over here. Goodness, I was doing all right with the bear until they made me afraid of them. Get out of here. I'm not
Junior,
going to stay.
The bear is coming toward you.
No, the bear, get away.
Are you all right?
The bear made me a widow bear.
Run, Junior. Run into the cave.
I'd rather not run into that cave.
Why?
I got a better chance out there. There's five bears in there.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at this same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and remember, you buy a pack of Raleighs, it keeps you sewing. Thanks for listening.
Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening during the week. Join Harry Sosnick and Phil Brito on their Vacation with Music Friday night, and return with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness, deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. With men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. try Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Old Time Radio Hour. I hope we found some shows to tickle your funny bone this week, and we hope you can join us again next week for two more half-hour Red Skelton shows. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.